This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To kick off Monday, Joe Biden fits into that mix, and so does Attorney General Barr. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, I hope wherever you are warm, safe, and sound, and get ready for Snowmageddon if you live on the East Coast, because I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but some nasty weather is coming your way soon. And speaking of nasty weather, that's what happened with Attorney General Barr. You know, he would have gotten the pink slip, I believe, from the president because he went the opposite way. So he was no longer his attorney general. And Barr could see the handwriting on the wall. It's unusual that that happens, but you know, he seemed like he was almost invincible, and then he wasn't when he didn't agree with voter fraud, so he decided to take the easy way out, and he resigned. He says he's stepping down before Christmas. So the president said, tweeted out, just had a very nice meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr at the White House. Our relationship has been a good one. He's done an outstanding job. As per letter, Bill will be leaving just before Christmas to spend the holidays with his family. And that's what he said in his resignation letter. And in fact, the president tweeted out a copy of his resignation letter and then said that Richard Donahue will be taking over the duties of Deputy Attorney General. And said, thank you all. So over the weekend, he was not happy for, you know, Barr not revealing a recently disclosed inquiry into Hunter Biden's taxes during his campaign, in which the president was trying to, you know, talk about Joe Biden's son's financial dealings, but there was no ugly words. So there was actually a nice exit for Barr, if you want to put it that way, like I said, because he tweeted out what I just said to you, and 47,000 people tweeted about it, and 132,000 people liked it. So no ugly words, nothing nasty, none of that, and just the resignation letter that then was copied. And then Barr praised what he described as Trump's accomplishments in the face of relentless resistance, and he singled out the Russian investigation as partisan attack on Trump's presidency, and then added a few other things. So he'll leave on December 23rd, and that's it. And so his tweet, the president's tweet, the timing was odd. It just happens that way in the Twittersphere. The announcement came just minutes after California had announced that it awarded its electoral votes to Joe Biden. That gave him a majority in the Electoral College and formally made him president-elect. Formally did that. So the president-elect decided that he had something to say, and he did. He said now he held a press conference. He said now it's time to turn the page to heel. And he said that democracy prevailed and the integrity of the nation's elections remains intact as electors nationwide cast votes affirming his victory. Like I just said, California, the one pushing him over the hump, and talked mostly about, you know, moving forward and what the future would hold, and the presidency coming up a little bit more about that, hey, the democracy held up kind of thing. And that's it. So believe it or not, can you believe it? I mean, we are almost on the doorstep of Christmas. We're in the middle of Hanukkah, which means, if you do the math correctly, it's a little bit over a month before the inauguration. So there you go. And there still are people that are saying that there was some nasty business at some of the polling places. You know, I was reading something today about a forensic audit of the presidential vote tally by Dominion Voting System software, which is used in a county in Michigan. And they say they showed a more than 68% error rate, with auditors claiming the system intentionally creates the error so the machine can have them scrambled, allowing individuals to change the results for what it's worth. It looks like the challenges probably will fade back to some of, you know, fade in the background, some of the president's challenges, because they've all been knocked down, including with the Supremes. But the president's war chest just keeps growing enormously. So I've said this a lot of times, but there's no doubt. I had a conversation with a really big insider a couple of days ago about what did it look like for the Prez, and it's onward and keep going forward. So he's going to continue to have a voice out there, and I believe that there will be another run. I really, really believe that. All right, along the way, of course, we've got the mailbag coming up. A lot of you had thoughts on what was happening. That's coming up in our next hour. And then we're going to talk to Chris Speltz. He's the CEO for Rate Genius. And we're going to talk about something pretty interesting in looking at the demographics of, you know, of millennials and buying habits. In particular, looking at how some generations benefit more than others when refinancing auto loans. You know, that that comes up a lot, and it's during COVID that's come up a lot too, whether it's Gen Z, millennials, Gen X, baby boomers. You know, how much are people saving and what are they going after? And then what's it going to look like in the upcoming months? So the studies are pretty interesting because it shows you consumers and auto refinancing and how big of a deal that is, and how often people look to refinance. You know, you think of refinancing homes, but certainly that happens with cars as well. So I look forward to that conversation. And hey, you know, we do this thing called Nail the Score. There's three games left in the NFL season, which still is shocking to me that the NFL season really has gone all the way through. They've dealt with COVID, figured out a way to do it. So we're going to go inside the man cave. There was a tremendous Monday night football game between Cleveland and Baltimore, and the finish was pretty exciting. It just needed a few more fans in the stands, although they would have probably been rooting for Cleveland. That's a hint as to what happened there. But we will do Nail the Score for this week, certainly. And then we'll do a day earlier the following week because of the Christmas holidays. So there you have it. Stay with us. Odds and ends, things that you probably didn't hear during the day or you might have missed. We're jamming on it next.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead. ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. The way we work has changed immensely this year, and technology has played a critical role in helping companies and employees adapt. Heading into a new year, the workplace will continue to evolve, making technology-driven training solutions vital to preparing our workforce for the future. Here's John Jordan, head of the Academy at Bank of America. He leads the team that onboards and trains thousands of client-facing associates each year.
At Bank of America, exceptional client care is at the core of everything we do. This starts with equipping our employees with the right skills and providing training and growth opportunities that foster upward mobility and readiness for the future. With the help of tech-driven learning tools like virtual reality and client engagement simulators, we immerse our teammates in real-life scenarios and offer a more productive learning experience, ultimately empowering them to better serve our clients.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit about.bankofamerica.com.
Stopping odds and ends. 301,000 people have died in the U.S., according to John Hopkins, one of the sources for those official numbers. Out of 16.6 million cases of COVID-19 worldwide, 1.62 million. Total cases, 72.8 million. We know that there's been a surge. We know that there's hospital beds that aren't available in the ICU. We know that it's all about the same things that the CDC keeps pumping out all over the place. Wear a mask. Breathing on a ventilator is no fun, and of course you might not return if you're breathing on a ventilator. So stay home, wear a mask, cover your nose, stay 6 feet away from others, avoid crowds. I have to say bravo to the people near the satellite facility where I'm broadcasting from in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Very big city. And even the suburbs, pretty connected to the main hub of Dallas. If you're 20 minutes, I do it that way, 20 minutes or so away from downtown. And people really have been doing it. I mean, all ages. So as much as, millennials aren't doing this and aren't doing that, I am absolutely seeing it. I've been seeing a lot more now because there has been a surge in Texas, especially in more of the smaller areas. So that's the good news. The other thing is that the vaccines are here. So fingers crossed and everything else. Some of the first people were seeing a lot of the video of people getting those shots. And, I watched that and I watched people clap and they did countdowns and some of some of the video that was out there. You know, one of the first people to get the first COVID-19 vaccine was Dr. Valerie Pryor, who worked in a COVID-19 unit at the University of Louisville Hospital since March and lost 27 patients to the virus. And, you know, she said, I want to get back to seeing my family. I want families to get back to seeing their loved ones. So there are about 145 sites around the country, Rhode Island to Alaska. They got their shipments. More deliveries are coming up in the upcoming days. But the high-risk healthcare workers are really the first in line. Tampa General Hospital, I've been there a few times. That was the last place that my mother went before she died 7 years ago, and the doctors were fabulous. I mean, it was way beyond hope at that point, but they were great the way they talked to her. And the president and the chief executive of Tampa General said, this is 20,000 doses of hope. Nursing home residents get priority. We've talked about this a ton. Veteran Affairs Medical Center in Bedford, Massachusetts said that their first dose actually went to a 96-year-old World War II veteran. Other nursing homes around the U.S. expect inoculations in the upcoming days. So you heard what I said about the number, and people are trying to compare the number to others we have lost in horrific days in our history, like 9/11, you know, that it's equal to a 9/11 attack every day for more than 100 days. And I guess just absorbing 3,000 deaths a day is tough when you think about that, right? And I'll tell you what, I was thinking about this today. What next? Let's say we get this herd immunity. And I'm just playing devil's advocate for a minute, because remember, I'm glasses half full person. But, and maybe because I've been reading more about this, what are the next things that could possibly hit with viruses? What's the next possible pandemic? Right? So there's lots of studies that are going on with wild animals and studying viruses, especially bats, which a lot of scientists believe that was what happened. That was the outbreak of COVID-19. So now the goal is nail these SOB viruses, and let's find out what's contagious and lethal in humans and use that to come up with a plan to stop them from ever infecting people, so we can stop the next potential global disease outbreak before it gets started. Contemplating that is off the charts, right? Thinking about, after this, everything that we've gone through, what happens in the future. But, you know, that's the whole thing, forecasting ahead of the game so that we possibly stave off this, nightmare from occurring again in our lifetimes. All right, so as I said, this is odds and ends, and there's things that, because there's so much conversation, I always say this show is like if we were talking over the back fence when you used to have them, what would we be talking about in the neighborhood? And, of course, there would absolutely be a conversation about COVID. It could just be about, oh, this restaurant's doing okay because we're all chipping in and we're going there, we're getting curbside. It's not all negative. A lot of it is what are people doing to help other people, which I love that, and I love seeing those stories. But while that's going on, there was an oil tanker attacked at a Saudi port, and this is with all of those tensions with Iran. So a boat loaded with explosives attacked a tanker that was docked in Jeddah in what they're calling an act of terrorism. And this is the latest, by the way, if you haven't been paying attention to this, in a string of strikes against the oil infrastructure in the last couple of weeks. I mean, there couldn't be higher tensions in the Middle East between Iran and the U.S. as well, and the regional allies after the killing last month of one of the Islamic Republic's top nuclear scientists. No one's claimed that yet, the strike yet, but it definitely raises the stakes. And then it raises the stakes for the incoming administration. How are they handling this? I mean, there's a potential big threat to international trade because of the attack, and maybe even much more than that. But the attack caused a blast, a fire on the Singapore-flagged BW Rhine. They own that vessel. The fire was put out. 22 sailors, including nationals from the Philippines, India, China, Romania, were unhurt. That's the good news. The hull was chopped up in two different locations, and some oil probably leaked as well. But it definitely exposes security vulnerabilities in the kingdom by targeting a vessel at a Saudi port. You know, the other ports are better protected than offshore waters where most of the attacks had occurred. So they're concerned about it. Absolutely. And because of the infrastructure of oil coming under attack. And what does that mean? I mean, the Saudis and Iran have struggled for decades in a battle for supremacy, obviously, each taking opposite sides in conflicts in the Middle East. You know, following years of increased U.S. sanctions after President Trump withdrew from the Iran nuclear accord in 2018, Tehran now faces more isolation because the normalization deals between Israel and Arab countries are based on what? The feelings toward Iran. So, you know, Iran blamed Israel for the killing of the scientists, and they said no. And this follows on the heels of some other things that were nefarious. So it's a situation that's ripe for problems and decisions that have to be made by the U.S. I mean, I think more than tensions are going to go off there. I mean, hopefully not, but it seems like the waters are being tested. All right, this is no test. This is happening. Biggest snowstorm in years to smash the Northeast, to hammer it. I'm sure my family's going to be buried in snow in the Philadelphia area, 6 to 10 inches. So already smashing the people. I get it twice, I've said that. With winter storm watches and advisories. What does that mean? Make sure you have shovels and you have enough food. But that's like COVID. You've already run to the store and gotten the toilet paper. So travel obviously will be limited, and already is because of the virus, but it's a blockbuster, and it's going to really kind of unfold Tuesday to Thursday. And depending on where, you know, 6 to 10 inches is not impossible. There's even a few spots where we're talking about 30 inches. 30 inches! That's, you just got to stay inside and play Yahtzee or something, or a wicked game of Monopoly. That happened to me once where I could not open the door in Nebraska and somebody had to dig me out. I didn't think that was real, but that happened. So I feel you. Bundle up in the East and stay with us. I'll meet you in the mailroom.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Electoral College met Monday to cast their ballots, affirming former Vice President Joe Biden's win in the presidential election. Electors met in all 50 state capitals to cast their votes, with Vermont the first to report the results with their 3 electoral votes. President-elect Biden compiled 306 electoral votes to President Trump's 232. Addressing the nation following the Electoral College voting, Biden said that democracy had prevailed and it was time to turn the page.
Democracy prevailed. We, the people, voted. Faith in our institutions held. The integrity of our elections remains intact. And now it's time to turn the page, as we've done throughout our history, to unite, to heal.
The results of the Electoral College will be tallied and confirmed at a joint session of Congress on January 6th. This is USA Radio News. The first doses of coronavirus vaccine in the United States were administered on Monday as shipments of shots were delivered to hospitals across the country. And later this week, the Food and Drug Administration will meet to decide whether to give the go-ahead to a second COVID vaccine. The chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed has called the vaccines amazing achievements of a private-public partnership. Dr. Manceslawi told CBS News that he hopes that the fruitful partnership will continue.
It's an amazing day, extraordinary achievement by thousands and thousands of people at Pfizer, at BioNTech, in the operation. Amazing partnership between the academic science, the basic science and research is funded mostly by taxpayer money, the ecosystem of biotechnology companies and pharmaceutical industry, and the U.S. government, particularly HHS Department and the Department of Defense.
More than 100 sites received vaccines Monday, with more deliveries scheduled later this week. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail bag. Get in the mail bag.
Yeah, just a quick abbreviate. I know, huh? Just a quick abbreviated couple of mails, and then we're going to go to our guest that's coming up right now, Chris Speltz. He's the CEO of Rate Genius. We're going to get him on our hotline to talk about refinancing. But I got this one from Mac Attack, and Mac says, Kate, oh my gosh, I think that you're from the East, and when I look at what I'm hearing from the weather, it looks like the biggest snowstorm to hit in a very long time is going to clobber the East Coast, New York and New Jersey and other places, Philadelphia, etc. So you went through some of those, didn't you? What was that like? Because I've always lived more in the sunshine. Well, what it's like is what I said in a previous segment. You know what? All of a sudden, shovels sell out, and the grocery store doesn't have anything left on the shelves because, or main things like meats and toilet paper, although now we're kind of used to that, I guess, in a different way, as I mentioned as well. But that's what you see, is that people are and just preparing because they have the warning and they know that it's unlikely. I mean, maybe they don't get 10 inches in Philly, but they may get 6. And you know what? They don't have to worry about school closings because most of the schools, not all, but most of the schools, especially with the holidays coming up and in the holidays, the kids are working from home. So they don't have to worry about that. Okay, I think we'll take one more, and then we may have Chris with us, Chris Spelt. So before we go to him, let's take one more quickly. This one is from Joe, and it's perfect because it leads right into Chris. And Joe asks this question in Oregon. Kate, and this is, I did not set this up. He says, I'm thinking of doing a refi on my auto loan. I know that you've talked about homes before and that you get a ton of offers for that, but what's the scoop with autos? And I know that you also talked about saving on insurance, and that was pretty interesting. So I'm curious as to what your advice is there. By the way, I'm 28 years old. So that feeds us, and I think because I said Chris was coming on, Chris Spelts joins us. He's the CEO of Rate Genius, and, you know, they've done these studies so that they look at what's out there, and it really kind of, not kind of, it informs consumers, just like our last mailbag letter, about auto refinancing benefits and that kind of stuff. So, Chris, thanks for popping on.
Hey, you bet. Thank you. Hey, great question there.
It is a great question because it's true. You know, a lot of times you don't think about refinancing your car loan, but you should because of the amount of money you can save, and when you're balancing other things out, it really, really can behoove you to do that for sure. And I know your study, you looked at all the generations. So you looked at, and I said this before you came on, Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers. So tell us what your report found.
Yeah, great. We did. We kind of did it in a fun way, kind of looking across different generations. And we kind of looked at 8 years' worth of our data to see how different generations fare in refinancing their auto loan. And we kind of looked at it on different levels. We looked at, you know, as a lender would look at it. Lenders look at overall monthly income, your overall monthly debt that you have to pay each month, the value of your car versus the actual car debt that you have on that vehicle. Obviously, your score also. And then we kind of looked at overall refinance savings. And I think you said the person was 28, which kind of puts them in the Gen Z kind of range, I think. And actually, when we looked at, in particular, when we looked at refinance savings and the overall money that different generational groups save, Gen Z's actually came out to be as a percent of their overall income. They ended up being one of the highest savers. They, on average, the people that came through Rate Genius and refinanced their car loans in that generation group saved about 18% and reduced their car monthly car obligations by about $77 on average. So definitely a great thing to do. A lot of people think about refinancing their homes when rates drop, but people should think about the same thing as it relates to their car and refinancing their cars when rates drop, because cars are much more ubiquitous in terms of ownership. I think the home ownership in the U.S. right now is about, I don't know, mid-60s or 65, 66% or something like that of households own their home. But over 90% of households have access to and own their car, like 92, 93%. So much more ubiquitous and definitely savings there. And in this age group that the caller, I think, is a part of, was one of the highest savings as a percent of income.
Yeah, and you know what? That makes sense for some Gen Zs, too, because think about it. It depends on where they are with mortgages, not having a mortgage, renting or whatever, or what's going on with student loans, too. So that's why it's interesting that you broke down the age groups, because where you are in your life makes such a big difference. Like baby boomers, if you're retiring, getting ready to retire, that kind of thing, I would think that saving there could also really benefit you, right?
Absolutely, and that generational group has the benefit of having a long credit history, right? Because that's one of the things that lenders look at. You can have higher debts and higher monthly debts, but if you have the right amount of income to offset that, because the lenders will look at your monthly income, your monthly debt, and then the ratio of those two things, your debt to income. And so, you know, you can have a higher debt, and as long as you have a good payment history and a consistent payment history in terms of making those monthly payments, you can have, you know, a high debt load, but still get, you know, very good refinance opportunities. And that's exactly one of the things we saw with boomers was the ability to, especially as they move into retirement, the ability to refinance debt and take advantage of their good credit history.
Yeah. What would you advise somebody, because, you know, you do this, Chris, you understand. What would you advise someone when they're thinking about doing it? What should they think about?
As they approach a car refinance, yeah, it's kind of, the lenders look at, as I said before, the lenders really look at your monthly income, your monthly debt, and consistency thereof is kind of what they look for, is the ability to have, you know, consistent debt payments and a good payment history. And then they also look at the actual value of the asset itself, the car versus the actual debt that you have on that car, which is what they call the loan to value, right? So if you owe $100 and your car's worth $100, your loan to value is 1 or 100%. And so they look at that also in terms of the loan to value. And then they also look at the refi savings that I just talked about, because that improves you as a borrower. And going back to where I started with the Gen Z category, or the Gen Z generation actually saved the most, because they factor that in. Because if a lender approves you for a refinance, you close the refinance, all of a sudden you've improved your debt situation, your monthly income situation, because you've reduced your debt load by, you know, roughly on average our borrowers reduce it by $80 to $85. So $900 to $1,000 a month, you just improved your overall financial situation. And so the lenders look at that too in terms of how much savings that a borrower is achieving and improving their financial condition by.
Yeah. And I want to say that Rate Genius is a technology company, and you created this web-based platform that's assisted hundreds of thousands of consumers across the nation in refinancing. So what a brilliant thing. Was that, in pulling that together, that had to be interesting.
It is. It's actually, believe it or not, it's actually a 20-year-old company. It's one of the first ones to do this and really kind of created this category in terms of refinancing auto loans. And to date, we've refinanced over $8.5 billion worth of loans. And in 2020, we're going to do $1 billion alone in this year. And we've helped almost 386,000 consumers reduce their debt load. So it's a refinance category, and it's a financial product category that is not as well known, especially as I mentioned before, like mortgages. People are very conditioned to refinance mortgages. But as your caller pointed out, it really makes sense to think about it on other assets too, like the automobile.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Chris, are you in the way of the snowstorm that's headed back east?
I am actually in Austin, Texas, and we get snow maybe once every couple of years. And so I don't think it's coming our way right now.
You are so lucky. It's the great state of Texas, just like me. We are safe and sound. We don't have to worry about getting shovels out to dig ourselves out, right?
Not this year, anyways.
Love it. All right. You can check out the company. They can go to what? Apply.rategenius.com is one place to go, or just go to the website, rategenius.com.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. So it's like I said, and just like Chris said, it's so interesting because in looking at and getting all these refi things, because people are constantly sending mortgage things, that's an obvious. People think about refinancing, especially depending on the interest rates and that sort of thing. I think COVID-wise, there were people that did it, had just happened to do it before COVID or did it during COVID. And here's something, like he said, they've been around for 20 years. It's just people don't know the category very well. All right, the music means we're going to bounce out of here, and we're headed to the man cave on the flip side.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Time to
invade the Mad Cave!
Wow, well, we haven't been in the Man Cave for a while, so I thought we would step into the Man Cave. I watched the Ravens-Browns game. It was cool. I actually got to, like, take a breath and watch the second half of this game. And, wow, what a crazy end to Monday Night Football. It was like an old-time end, meaning it was exciting. And what happened was Lamar Jackson left the game because he was having cramping problems. So then you had the Browns, who their kicker had missed a couple of extra points earlier in the game. So they were trying to play catch-up as we're deep into the fourth quarter. And the Browns tied it up with four plays and, you know, with a minute left with a Baker Mayfield touchdown pass to Kareem Hunt. It was a thing of beauty. And then Lamar Jackson is out, of course, on a fourth down before that, late in the game, and throws the touchdown pass that gave the Ravens, who were trailing by a point, the lead. And then, of course, the Mayfield heroics to Kareem Hunt. So now you get the picture. They're tied. And what unfortunately happens for the Browns and their fans who were stunned, and the Browns are having a great year, is the fact is that the Ravens were able to take a gamble and get it to where they needed it to be, and the Browns ended up losing 47-42. So It's probably a rough night for gamblers and for Browns fans based on the point spread, but it was a thrilling ending to it. You know, it looked like it was going to go to the overtime, but Lamar Jackson got the Ravens into the right spot, got them into a kind of field goal range, and Justin Tucker nailed a 55-yarder with 7 seconds left, and that gave them the 45-42 lead. So the Ravens were, so I don't want to mislead anyone on the score, 45-42. The Ravens were a three-point favorite going into the game, so with 2 seconds left, it looked like it was going to be a push. So it was a wild finish, right? Wild, wild, wild. And that's what happens in football sometimes. You actually get a good game that reminds you, oh, that's right, all the nonsense that made everything so political and blew us up in the end, boom. And then, of course, again, the Ravens add some more to it, so 47-42, the final score. By the way, Roger Goodell, the $40 million man, who's the commissioner of the NFL, did say, if I say $40 million man, because that's what he makes in a year, he said that even with COVID-19 vaccines being distributed to hospitals nationwide, NFL players and personnel are not going to be jumping the lines for the vaccines before the Super Bowl, which is scheduled for February 7th, 2021. He said, it's 55 days away. The league has to be prepared to adapt and evolve with the coronavirus, which has affected how many people in the United States? You know, 16.5 million and claimed 300,000 lives. And, you know, we're not planning on any of our personnel being vaccinated in advance of the Super Bowl. That's what he said. That there was no jump in the line. There's no fast pass. They're not going to do it. Smart move by Goodell, by the way, to do it. Every place he goes, he gets booed. Right? He does. He gets booed. So it was probably smart to announce that in the beginning. Very, very smart of Goodell. And look, how much vaccine is there to go around? We already know that. That's the whole deal here. So it has to go in the order that it's going in. It has to, because it's the right thing to do, to have the frontline workers protected the way they should be after everything that they've been through, for goodness sake. All right, jumping to a couple of other things that you might have missed because you were paying attention to something else. And all, by the way, a reminder, Nail the Score will be happening on Wednesday in our final segment of our first hour, Wednesday into Thursday. It just depends on what time zone you're listening to us live. I always get emails from people, oh, I regret I missed it, oh, I didn't know. We keep it, we've really been pretty consistent about that. We keep it at the same place. So just, you know, put that in your mind. That's when it goes down. That's when it happens. Would you believe, doesn't it feel like the NBA just ended? I guess it's because it really didn't end too long ago. NBA preseason games are happening. Yeah. So before you know it, we'll be into the NBA season. And like I said, it seems like, woo, didn't we just celebrate the Lakers? Yeah, Lakers won. Well, there are now preseason games. There's now the NBA that is happening. Before you know it, the real stuff will be upon us. And there's all kinds of interesting storylines about, you know, surveying the off season and what it's going to look like and who's going to be in the money this time around and all that exciting stuff that happens when you have seasons so on top of each other, right? And I have to say this is a great moment. She's in a car commercial for Land Rover, and I just happened to see it tonight, but Michaela Schifrin won her first World Cup ski race since the death of her father about a year ago. And this happened in France. And she protected her first run lead in the giant slalom and finished 0.82 seconds ahead of Federica Brignone, the former world champ, Tessa Worley was behind in third place, and this is in the French Alps. So for Schifrin's, it was her first victory since January, and, you know, she's an American skier. She was first kind of subdued, I guess, after she crossed the finish line. I've seen a little bit of video of this, and seeing she had secured her 67th World Cup win, that's pretty big. And then when they say her name over the loudspeakers at the post-race podium, she just, you know, knelt in the snow and was and got pretty emotional, was kind of sobbing. And then she did a television interview and tried to compose herself. She just said, 95% of me felt that I couldn't do it. It just goes to show you when someone's, this is what I talk about in my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, whether it's an ordinary person who does an extraordinary thing or somebody who is a finely tuned athlete. She said, it's pretty hard to explain. 95% of me felt that I couldn't do it. And then just a small bit of me at the right time and I was, boom, back. And it was crazy to be back here. And that was a very, very big, very, very, very big win for her. And a very big win, by the way, for the United States. So congratulations to her. This is crazy. And I saved maybe the best for last, or I buried the lead. Gus Malzahn, do you know who he is? For all the people listening in Alabama and parts near and far from there, you know how you feel about Auburn and the rivalry. Gus Malzahn, a $21.7 million buyout. That's what it took. Goodbye, Gus. Walk away. That's just so crazy to me. And I would think in one way it would make alums and boosters crazy about that. But the reasons they just, I guess, kept piling up. So he was fired on Sunday after eight kind of up and downish seasons and struggles on the offense. And I guess, you know, that certainly is the core of what he does. And that was it. I mean, you know, you think about when he jumped in and Auburn, what they did the first season in 2013 when he was at the helm, and Auburn went all the way to the BCS National Championship game. So here he was, labeled a genius, and he's an SEC rookie head coach, and everybody's talking about how brilliant he is, and now it's all the way to, see you, Gus. But, oh, here's the envelope with the money, $21.7 million. That's some parachute, isn't it? To walk away. Hey, thanks to all of you. We're closing the door on the locker room, a.k.a. Man Cave. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, we're all in this together. Make it count.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.